Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
Die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Those hands and just worship the Lord. The presence of God's glory. Le cara de sundelibre che posha. Le brande sundelibre che te shataya. Awesome Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is here in our midst. Libre de cara de sundelibre che te. The Lord Himself is exalted. In our midst, on our worship, on our praise. Awesome God, awesome wonder, doing wondrous things. We praise you, we worship you today. Le cara de sotea, le brega de cara de shataya, le brega de aga de sotea galadesh, le brega cara de sundeli brega de, le baya kate shataya, le brega de cara de shkahata. We bless you, Father. Just wave those hands to Him. Wave those hands to Him. We bless you, O God. We worship you in your house. Oh, thank you for what you're already doing in our lives. I want to announce this evening that miracles are already happening. While we were worshiping, doors we are opening, situations we are turning around, stories we are being rewritten, verdicts we are being rewritten, judgments we are being overturned. Ikala de soteya kate kara de kada kara de shata ligere de sataya. While we are worshiping, surgeries we are taking places. Surgeries we are taking place. People we are getting healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Oh, thank you. We bless you, Father. We honor you. And we worship you this evening. Thank you for your move. Thank you for your outstretched arm. Thank you for what you're doing already in our midst. Thank you for the perfections of your works of your grace here today. Thank you for making a name for yourself tonight. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Thank you, Father. Your name alone is exalted. Your name alone is magnified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. As your word goes forth, speak to us in a special way. Let every man receive their word today. I thank you because you have given me the tongue of the learned. You've awakened my ear to hear as the learned, and to know to speak the word in season to every man in need. Thank you for the freshness of your grace. As your word goes forth, that grace be poured out on every heart. That your word be like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. Let every hardened heart be arrested tonight. That your word be that the laundry soap, and let there be a purification, Lord, today by the washing of the water of your word. That your word, Lord, today be like the refiner's fire. Lord, let hearts be set on fire today. And let everything that doesn't represent the order of the divine, the order of eternal life, be consumed. And let everything that is a deposit and represents the deposits of your glory be refined to shine brighter than gold. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Stretch forth your hands to heal. Stretch forth your hands to deliver. Stretch forth your hands to upturn. Stretch your hands, Lord, to open doors of favor. Do miracles, wonders, and bring forth signs in this place. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we praise you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. Give the Lord a mighty, mighty clap offering of praise. Oh, you better bless the Lord because you know what is happening here tonight. You better bless the Lord because you know what is happening here tonight. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone by your side. Make sure there will be no stranger by your side today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is my day. Today is my day for awesome miracles. All right. We're going to go straight into the word. And let me tell you what's going to be happening tonight. Tonight is going to be so easy. So easy. So I'm yielded to the move of the Holy Spirit. I'm yielded to how the Lord wants to move. But I may warn you that I may be a bit quiet and sober because of the meditations of my heart as being led by the Spirit. I'm quite in a very sober place. There is something God is saying, and there is something God is doing. There is a dimension of the move of God that makes you silent. Makes you silent. So please, do not wait for God at the place where I'm shouting. Do not think that it's going to be by how I shout or no. Just one word. Forget about the volume of my voice. Forget about it. Tonight, every word that is spoken here in faith will not only, it will just not be that it will prosper in that which is sent and that it won't return void. It will happen speedily without delay. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is moving my heart to move us into a dimension. And I am convinced that what God wants us to start doing with worship and miracles is not just to minister the power of God and minister the grace of God for people to receive miracles and testimonies, but also to train the church, to train the people of God, to train the body of Christ on the ways of the miraculous. So you can have miracles happen in your life all by yourself. You wouldn't have to be in this kind of service before you see the miraculous. You wake up to the miraculous every day of your life. And much more, you become a minister of the miraculous. God starts using you to work miracles in the lives of others. And if you're believing and receiving that, shout your loudest, amen. Amen. Shout your loudest, amen. Amen. I will take us through a study today that I titled Tongues of Life. Tongues of Life. The mystery to being satisfied with life, health, and prosperity. The mystery of being satisfied with life, health, and prosperity. Tongues of life. Let us go to the scriptures. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. I'm going to be reading from verse 20 to verse 24. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. And we're going to read from verse 20 to verse 24. Help me hold the neighbor by your side and call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Come on, I don't know if you're seen by the person by your side. Say, Mr. David. Hear the word of the Lord. And read that scripture out to that person. One, two, go. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. One more time. Let's still stay on 20. Verse 20. One more time. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Somebody say words. Come on, say words. So mark that, words. Words. Okay, let's move to verse 21. Keep reading. One to go. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. That means read them, study them, and then meditate on them. So it means read, study, and meditate on my words. Give attention. Invest quality time in hearing my word, in reading and studying my word. Incline your ears to my saying. So first of all, hear my word. Invest quality time. Somebody say quality time. Come on, say it again. Say quality time. In hearing my word. Then he says, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart. I want us to read verse 22. Keep holding that neighbor and read to that neighbor. One to go. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. One more time. What is they there? My words. For the word is life to those who find the word. And what does it mean, those who find them? Because the word of God can only be known to whom it is revealed. The word of God is not just letters. It is spirit and it is life. Jesus says in John chapter 6 verse 63, he said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So until it is revealed to a man, you can't know it. If you remember, after Jesus was raised from the dead, the particular account of his appearing and showing of himself to his disciples. There were two disciples of the Lord who were going on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus joined himself to them, and they began to talk about this Jesus, how they said he was risen. And the Bible said that he kept talking to them and kept talking to them, and they didn't know it was him. But then when they went into the house and he decided to stay with them for that night, and they broke bread, and when they broke bread and he blessed the bread and gave them to eat, like we are going to be blessing the bread today and causing it to be for us the body that was broken for us, the Bible said their eyes were opened and they knew it was him. Their eyes were opened. So until the word is revealed, no one can know it. Their eyes were opened. Tonight, I pray that there will be a flooding of the eyes of your understanding with the light of the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So it has to be revealed. But how can someone receive the revelation of the word? Look at what the Bible says. Three things before this point in verse 22. From verse 20, the first one is give attention to it. Create the time. Make up the time. Make sacrifices. Invest quality time. Give attention to my word. Don't just read it carelessly or callously. You know, let me not feel guilty that I have not read the Bible today. Or let me just read one chapter. And then, no, invest your time. Give attention to it. That's the first one. The word of God is unveiled to a man who treasures it. The word of God is unveiled to the man who treasures the word. To the level you treasure God's word, to the level you're passionate about God's word, to that level it is revealed to you. God only reveals himself to men who treasure him. You've got to get that. To the level you treasure the word of God, to the level we are passionate about the word of God, to that level it is revealed to us. So give attention. Don't treat the word of God carelessly. Don't be callous. Don't treat it lightly. Don't lightly esteem the word of God. Greatly esteem the word of God. That's the first key. That's the first key. The second key is incline your ears to my saying. Be always in that position where you're hearing the word of God. Where you're hearing the word of God. Whether you're in church, when we have corporate worship, when we have diverse meetings, whether you're in your cell meeting, or you have this group of friends, or you have people, or you, whether it is your family devotion, whatever it is, or you're listening to messages, or you're reading Christian literature, always position yourself to hear. How much of God's word are you hearing? That's it. Incline your ears to my saying. Incline your ears, second key. Then the third key is, after you've heard, for example, the message is going on, and if you look around you, you will notice that people are writing down points, writing down scriptures, writing down what they are hearing. Apart from the things they are hearing from me, there is a voice behind my voice, and there is the voice of God within their spirit giving them revelations. So there are things they are hearing that I'm not even saying, and they are writing it down. God, I will say one word and God uses that to say something specific to them. Something that is strategic to what they are going through, to where they are going, to the vision he has placed in their hearts, to the ministry he has called them to, and they are writing it down. So whenever you wonder why people write these things down, is because of verse 21. Verse 21. One of the things I never do, whether I have a vision and the Lord gives me the privilege of being caught up in a vision, or whether the Lord gives me an encounter that is unique in another way, or whether I'm listening to message, or whether I'm reading, one thing I never do, is to just hear alone. Whatever I hear, I immediately write down. Once I hear, God is documented. I have my notes from December 1997 till date. I've never been in a meeting that I didn't write down what God is saying. I've never had an encounter with God. In fact, when you look at my tab, you'll see a particular file that all there is there is the Rhema words and prophetic inspiration, prophetic instructions, prophetic revelations that God gives me. When you enter there, you will see the date and the exact time God said words to me. It's documented. Once God speaks, once you hear God, write it what? Do what? One of the ways I know you're untrained in the things of the Spirit is when you come to church without message notes. I know you're still naive. You're still a novice. You're still juvenile in the things of the Spirit. You are not yet well raised, because your head and your brain can never be a better retainer of what God is saying than your book. No matter what you hear and how you're inspired, by the end of today, a whole percentage of it you won't remember. By the end of this week, there is a whole lot you heard today that inspired you, you won't remember. You see, the word of God doesn't take root. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, different kinds of hearts. When he spoke about the parable of the sower, he said the sower sows the seed, and the seed is the word. And then he talks about the word and the seed that falls on the wayside. He said these are hearts that when they hear the word of the Lord, they take them as nothing. So the enemy comes and the birds comes and pick it. The devil immediately steals what they are hearing. But there was a heart that it explained. He said the heart that is rocky, that heart is not tilled. They hear the word of the Lord, they get excited about it. It starts producing fruit, but it doesn't take root. It starts growing, It starts growing, but it doesn't take root. Why? Because the heart is not tilled. And that's what happens. What God uses to till the heart of a man so that the word of God can get in there and take root is meditation. You have to keep that word in your heart. And so, how do you study something you don't remember? And how do you remember something you didn't write down? How do you go back and meditate on something prayerfully and say, Father, thank you for this revelation. There are layers and depths to this revelation. What are you saying to me? What visions are you giving me? Make sure that in every encounter you have with God, you always have what to use to write them down. So you go back and say, let your eyes not depart from it. Let your eyes keep studying it. Keep studying it and keep it in the midst of your heart. Meditate on it day and night. That's the key. Someone just got healed in your left eye. You just got healed right now. You couldn't see with your left eyes. The Lord just opened your eyes. Wow. Wow. Glory, glory, glory. The Lord just told me there are eyesight miracles right now. The blind see. The blind see. Who is that person that is having itches in your eyes? And different times it brings out water or different things from the eyes. You just got healed right now. If you were short-sighted or long-sighted, you were using medical glasses, pull it off now. You're healed. There are angels everywhere. Even beyond this hall, angels everywhere correcting eyesight, opening the eyes. If you couldn't see, begin to see. Now, let's take this further. I, Kaledosha. Someone is watching me. The Lord just healed you of your kidney condition. Rejoice. Rejoice. Not only are all the symptoms ceases, a new surge of energy. The pain is gone. That sensation you used to have immediately you finish eating is gone. I wanted to go back to the hospital and do a test. Getting your good report. Hey, 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 I'm hearing. The Lord is giving good reports to people here today. Any report that was against you is changed. It's changed. Lift your hands and say, I receive my good report. Shout it louder, say, in the name of Jesus, I receive my good report. Oh, surgeries are taking place. While I was ministering, angels, we are doing different things. I'm telling you. The power of the Holy Ghost is at work here today. Oh, glory, 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 glory to Jesus. Alade Kaladesh. Sit down. Now listen. When people don't understand the secret of what the Lord is showing us, and they don't avail themselves to this secret, practicing and living their lives this way, what happens is they depend on those who understand this secret to intercede and minister to them for them to receive miracles. But when you become a believer, you are a believer. Not just because you're born again, but because of your relationship with the Word of God. You're a believer. You know the Word of God and you believe the Word of God. It's not just a name you carry because of the kind of church you go to. Not just because you gave your life to Jesus, which is paramount and which is the foundation of it all. But because of your heart's relationship with the Word of God. When you become a believer, how many of you have heard me say every time, I'm a believer? It's my heart relationship with the Word. When you become a believer and you begin to practice the light, the revelations of God's Word, like what we are hearing, you will always enjoy the miraculous. And you will be the one ministering miracles to others. You see, these signs shall follow them that believe. Not specially anointed pastors. Everyone who believes. In my name, they will cast out devils. So when the devil wants to come around your life to play around, you tell the devil, not here. not my life, not my family, not my children, not my work, not my vision, not my health, not here, not here. And you have authority and you cast that devil out. Those who don't know this will now start going from pillar to post, from one place to another. And that's how many of them get into the wrong places. They go consult mediums. They go consult strange altars. All in the name of looking for solution. Because they are operating in the dark. Even though they are called to the light. May it never be you. Tell your neighbor, learn to give attention to God's word. Say, learn to incline your ears to his sayings. Say, don't let it depart from your eyes. Say, day and night at least. You're studying and meditating on the word. Prayerfully studying and meditating on the word. Say, keep it in the midst of your heart. Tell your neighbor, let the words of Christ dwell in your heart richly. Say, let the words of Christ dwell in your heart richly. How many of you came here with an expectation? Did you come here with? If I ask you, do you know and can you tell me three scriptures that assures you that your expectation is the will of God for you? Can you tell me three scriptures now without going to Google? Because the Bible didn't say keep them in the midst of your phones. Say keep them in the midst of your heart. Can you tell me verbatim? Can you quote it? If you can't, pay attention to that 21. Something has to correct fast. So we're not just here to receive miracles. We are here to learn the way of the miraculous. It is the word that is planted in our hearts. The word that we meditate on that is now unveiled and revealed. So that's why the Bible says in verse 22, they are life to those who find. So when it's now in your heart, you're meditating on it, there is an unveiling, a revelation of that word. You move beyond head knowledge and you begin to take hold of heart knowledge. There is an imparted knowledge by the Holy Spirit in your heart. You move beyond letters and you begin to see the spirit of that word, the power of that word. Until you find it, you may never know the power of it. For example, everybody shouts, by your stripes I am healed. But not everybody has found the revelation of it. Those who have found it are living in divine health. Those who have not found it still shout it, but they've never meditated on it. They've never meditated on it. I told you the story, my own testimony, how I took a book that belonged to my mom, Keys to Scriptural Healing by Kenneth Hagin. And I began to read. And I heard the testimonies of grace. What God has done. And I heard this man give a testimony one day. How 60 years after God cured him of, healed him of an incurable heart disease. When he was left to die. Bedridden, couldn't walk. Paralyzed because of a heart condition. He was left to die. In fact, a particular Christmas, said the doctors spoke to the parents and said, let them take him around to see. So they had to bring an ambulance and then adjust it so that he can look through the eyes, the glasses of the ambulance to look through the city and look at what's happening. Because the doctors felt he was not going to live to the next Christmas. and how he stood on the word of God with his Bible, meditating on the word every day, day and night. Anyway, he didn't have anything else to do. He was already bedridden. And then that scripture, Mark chapter 11, from verse 22 to verse 24, was revealed to him. That's all. While the parents were in the sitting room and people were out there, right in the room, he received, he stopped praying and he received. And he stood up on his feet, and that was how he was healed. 60 years after that, he was given a testimony and said, I've never had a headache. 60 years after that, and I said, God, you show no partiality. You show no favoritism. What you do for one, you can do for all. I want this kind of life. I want to live a life of health. Not today there is breakdown of health and then I get healed. And tomorrow there is one issue, then I get healed. I don't want to move from healing to healing. I want divine health. I want to live a life of no sickness. And before then, as a teenager, it was a sickly life. Now, this is truth. This is truth. My wife knows that. My mother has told, had a story many times. You know? And my father's house, if you scratch your body and it opens up, you go to hospital. If you work very hard for 2 days and you feel a little weak, you go to hospital. Proper medical checkup. That's how. And then you always have, in fact, in most of our homes, we have that. Buckets of different kinds of drugs. And my mother has drugs for everything. Drugs, if you wake up in the morning and your eyes are red, there is a drug for it. How many of you have homes like that? You come from homes like that? Yes, that's where I was coming from. And without exaggeration, there was no 3 months in those days. From my primary school to my secondary school, there were no 3 months I wasn't admitted. One sickness after another. I was 17 when I decided this has to end. I had now come into a revelation and a realization of who I am in Christ. I said, this has to end. And I picked up that book. And I began to read. We were living at Obo Hill. About then, behind Wilcox, Long John, behind Wilcox Memorial Secondary School. Long John. So those who know about will know exactly what I'm saying. My father's shop at that moment, my father had an office opposite St. Joseph Catholic Church, Azikiwe Road. So imagine Long John, over here, Wilcox. You will walk down to Obo Hill Market, walk down through east, and then you go to Azikiwe Road and you start going. You cross Asa Road, you continue to go until you get quite a distance. Seriously, quite a distance. I don't know if there's any place in Oka to explain it. Oka is quite small. I want you to listen carefully. I picked up that book, started reading it, and decided not to enter a bus or a car. I was walking. Quoting the scriptures, he bore my sickness. He bore my diseases. He carried it on his body. He took my griefs and my sorrow. For he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was laid upon him, by whose stripes I was healed. And I'll be praying in tongues while I'm walking on the road. And I trekked from there going. And I trekked from there just because I felt that being in a bus was going to distract me. And if I started praying in tongues, people were going to wonder what's going on. And that's what I did. I got home that evening. Got home. Why doing this? That evening. I've been studying that book, meditating on it for a while. And then, suddenly I started shaking. I was having this rigor. My body was shaking. I had to get into the bed again. Cover myself for a while. and then I heard. That thing you were quoting, by his stripes you were healed. Do you believe it? I said, yes. He said, so, do healed people cover their body? I heard it. He said, what you believe is what you behave. He said, now behave like one who is healed. My mother had already come in, noticed me, tried to touch me. I said, I can't be sick. I'm healed. I stood up, removed the seat, and said, and I was shaking. I'm healed. Mommy said, get his things ready. Let him be saying that nonsense. Let's be good. I said, I'm healed. I can't be sick. I was shaking. I'm healed. If I was saying it, everything left my body. Now, that was the last. 97. Till today. That was the last. Do you get that now? Do you get that now? There have been times that the enemy had tried to attack with symptoms, attack with certain things, and I stood on the same revelation. The same revelation. The same revelation. I've had no cause to take a Panadol. No cause to take nothing. But it was revealed to me. It wasn't a message a pastor preached. It wasn't something someone wrote. I now hid it in my heart. As I was meditating on it, it was revealed to me. Has the word of God been revealed to you? Are you standing on what someone else says? Or are you standing on what has been spoken to you? Have you heard God for yourself? And Jesus said to the Jews, was it not written in your law? He called them gods to whom the word came to. Everywhere you receive your word, you reign as a god over that place. You start dominating in that area. The reason you're still struggling in any area of your life is that the revelation of the word of God has not flooded your heart in that area. Any area of your struggle is the area you lack revelation. Proverbs 4, let's get back to 22. Let's get back there. I was reading a book, Understanding Financial Prosperity, by Bishop David Oyedepo. I was in Prescience. That was 1998. Prescience. Reading that book. And then I listened to one of his CDs. Listened to one of the tapes, sorry. Where he talked about how for 3 days he went on a fast. With the books of Kenneth Angular Copeland, brother Kenneth Angular Copeland. And on the third day, light broke out in his heart. And he rose up and shouted, I can never be poor. So I went on my own journey. The same thing. God shows no partiality. I went on my own journey. I went to get his books, got Kenneth Copeland's books, Angular Copeland's books, and I went in myself. Fasting, praying, Lord, there must be a way out of this. What's the wisdom for creating wealth? What's the wisdom for multiplying wealth? What's the wisdom for sustaining the glory of prosperity? What's the wisdom? I want to live a prosperous life. And one scripture after the another, I stayed on it until the day star rose, until light broke. Have you found? I asked you a question, and I want to ask you again. Hello, I want to ask you again. The expectations you say you have, if I ask you for three scriptures that confirm, authenticates, validates that your expectation is God's irrefutable will for you, because that's where faith starts from. When your heart knows that this is God's will for you, can you quote those three scriptures? If not, you'll just be joining morning prayers. The Lord will turn my things around. You move to another platform. There's another prophet. You move to another one. It's jumping from pillar to post looking for miracles. But from today, you will never again beg for what is your birthright. I prophesy over someone under the sound of my voice. Whoever has that word, raise your hands. You will never again beg for what is your birthright. I and the children you have given me, we are for signs and wonders. In my name, these signs shall follow. Not you will seek after signs. The signs shall follow you who believe. You will cast out devils. You will lay hands on the sick. You will not be the sick needing healing. You will be the healed healing the sick. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout your loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, the words of God are life to those who find them. Say, and held. Say, mape. That's the Hebrew word there, mape. It means medicine to how many of their flesh? All their flesh. All their flesh. Someone with a growth. Where, Lord? The back. Okay. Your growth on your back just cleared, disappeared right now. And that two ladies with a lump on your breast, it just disappeared. The Lord just did a surgery on you now. You can check yourself and notice that you're healed. You'll notice that you're healed. Someone with migraine just got healed. Someone with migraine just got healed. Someone with incessant cough just got healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The pains in your bones are taken away. The anointing is upon me. There is something I need to address. I've noticed that we are at serious war, and Christians should not take their lives and our call to preach the gospel lightly. Don't take it lightly. I mean, don't take it lightly. The devil is trying to walk over time, but it's not the first time. Light shines and the darkness cannot overcome it. So we are going to be shining the light like never before. We are not going to be the sleeping generation. We are not going to be the selfish generation. We are not going to be the busy generation that will be selfish, focused on ourselves, busy, and then the devil goes into our communities, goes into our neighborhoods, into our institutions, and begin to steal souls. If you notice, there is something that seems to be on the rise. I say seems to be. It's a mirage. We are quenching it in the spirit. And we are going to be attacking. It's Omenana. They want to go back to tradition, not knowing that the worship of ancestors, there are nothing like ancestors, is the worship of demons. They say, but is Jesus not ancestor? I said, well, you understand, God is not the God, he's the God of the living. Jesus was raised from the dead. He's alive. He lives in us. We are not worshiping a man who died, and we are worshiping him because of the great things he did. We are worshiping a high priest who forever lives. Who forever lives. He is God. And we have proof that he is God. In his name we cast out devils. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And do you understand the wickedness that overflows when men begin to make part with demons? Demons are wicked spirits. The Bible calls them spiritual wickedness. In what? In high places. And these guys are going to shrines. And this is happening to a lot of young people. It's not just in the South. It's happening a whole lot all over. Do you understand what it means? I've had two occasions right now of two of our members. One had an argument with someone because of what was happening in their house, the flats where they were living. Just woke up one morning and couldn't walk anymore because the person told him, me, you will see. You will see. The person told him, you will see. So what's raining for them? Most of you are there. The people you're dealing with are going to shrines. And the devil has no mercy. He's a minister of wickedness. They are releasing poisons. They are releasing arrows to paralyze, to destroy, to kill people. And this wickedness seems to be overflowing. Seems to. So he calls me. And I say, what? I said, put that feet on the floor. That's how you know there is an arrow. I declare the, I mean, he couldn't, pain, he couldn't move his body, couldn't walk again. He was crying, shouting. I said, put that foot on the floor. I said, edge for edge. You served as a medium. Hear me now. Whatever you were told to introduce, take back. And I rebuked the devil then. I commanded that poison may flush out of his system. And then I executed judgment where I need to execute it. Guess what? Right there immediately he started walking. He was shouting. It wasn't medical. It wasn't a medical issue. The second one just calls me. Say, Pastor, in tears. I have an assistant prophet by my side. Mama told me. He said, Pastor, are you noticing what's going on? He said, that's what is raining for them now. They are putting poisons for people to march. People in plazas. Little plaza. What they are fighting for, I don't know. Little shops. This person is prospering. I asked the person, did you have any quarrel? Did you have any misunderstanding with anybody? He said, hey, Pastor, but it's just one person. And the Lord told me, listen, son, the devil doesn't need a quarrel. He needs an envy. Someone you've never met, even someone you're doing good to, just because he envies your success, he envies your rise. Some of them are being lied to. And what they are looking for, that's why they are stealing people's personal effects. They are looking for, they say they want to collect people's destinies. They want to collect people's destinies. Kaya. Rekata yakata. Do I have spiritual warriors here? Stand on your feet. Pray in the spirit. We want to address something tonight. Pray with your whole heart. The fire of the Holy Spirit is burning in your heart. So pray with fire. We want to address something tonight. I'm putting out a warning. You people are hearing me. I know you hear me. I'm putting out a warning. Touch not my anointed ones. Touch not my prophets. Do my anointed ones no harm. Do my anointed ones no harm. You do not touch anyone under the covering of the glory of God in this house. Under the covering of the blood of Jesus in this house. You do not touch. You do not touch. Likaradesh. Likredekataya. Lepredekatosh. Leprandekadush. Likeridekaya. Likaradesh. Likradeshotaya. Likeridekushapa. Likredezundalaba. Lushe katesh. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Is a spiritual thing. Is a spiritual thing. Rabore sate. Ligeri de sundeli braga. Ramunde zandaliga. Libre dujita. Lepa yagatu shagada. Libre de kushagate. Libre de garus. La palma niga nangada. Legari da sundeli greheta. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Come on, don't be weak. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Liburi Zedaya. Sute, libre de Carabaha, le baraga de Sute, libre de Zunda libre gete, la pari de Galedos, libre de Koshata, le prende Galitosa, libre getaka, Kaladakata. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Anyone under the sound of my voice whose hands are lifted. Whatever arrow of darkness that was shot against you, whatever was placed in the ground for you to match, whatever incantation or divination that was made against you, against your family, against your ministry, against your vision, against your health, against your prosperity, against your businesses, against your career, against your increase, in any way the devil had done that, in the name of Jesus, they are nullified. They are quenched and nullified. Whatever evil fire that was lit against you, against me, against anything that concerns us, they are quenched now forever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they are cancelled now. Every plan of the enemy, every weapon of the enemy against you and I, against our children, against our family, is thwarted now. Is destroyed now. Is condemned now. In the name of Jesus. When we are taking the communion today, please be focused. Whatever poisonous thing, whether it was ingested through food, taken through water or a drink, whether it was projected, whatever damage they may have done in anyone's body, it shall be flushed out now. It is flushed out now. In the name of Jesus Christ. La balatesa. Limbrananga. Now stretch your hands towards the heavens. Stretch it. Don't just lift it. Stretch it. Position of authority. Stretch it forward. Decree and decree with me. With all boldness. Say, today, I stand in my anointing. My office as a king and a priest unto my God, as one in dominion that has the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus, and I execute the righteous judgment of the Lord wherever there was a gathering against my life, against my ministry, against my vision, against my family, against my destiny, against my children. In the name of Jesus, be scattered now. Be scattered now. In the name of Jesus, I bind, I forbid the maneuvering, the oppression of the demonic in my life. Never, you foul spirits of hell, you demon spirits of hell, in the name of Jesus, you spiritual wickedness, I come against you. I bind your work, not my life, not my head, not my destiny, not my family, not my children. Get out now and return no more. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. I bring down your strongholds. I bring down your strongholds. For the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never overcome it, can never stop it. In the name of Jesus, I command you, in the name of Jesus, go. Stretch out your hands. He said, whoever rises against me, for whatever reason, to destroy, to delay the work of grace, the ordinance of God in my life, I execute the righteous judgment of God. Fall for my sake now. In the name of Jesus, whoever digs that pit, be covered in that pit. Whoever raises that gallows, be hung on that gallows. Be filled with your own desires, your own machinations. Now, you foul spirits of hell, I give you a command. Since an altar activated you and release you, I stand today in the name of Jesus, the name above every day, and I give you your assignment. Go and fulfill that assignment on that altar that released you, and their priests and their agents back to sender now, in Jesus' name. Can you stretch your hands towards the heavens? The anointing of God's Spirit is upon your life. Fear no evil. Fear not what man can do against you. Listen, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Nothing and no one shall by any means harm you. The Lord is our covering. His glory our regard. The name of the Lord is our strong tower of safety. We abide in his name and we are safe. No evil comes near our dwelling. Violence, crime, accidents, sudden destructions, all manner of evil, be far from us. Stay clear now in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and execute the judgment. Say, with long life, with good long life, I am satisfied by the Lord. I will not be cut short in my prime. My vision shall not be aborted. My ministry shall not be aborted. The callings and the gifts of God on my life are irrevocable without repentance. I am who God says I am. I am what God says I am. What God has spoken of me before the foundation of this world, before I was formed in my mother's womb, manifest now in the name of Jesus Christ. I walk into my full manifestation. There shall be no delay. There is restoration of speed. There is restoration of speed. There is restoration of years. There is restoration of favors. There is restoration of harvest. To me now, I receive it now. I am in my restoration. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Devil, these ones stay clear. Agents of darkness, I put you on notice. You try, you face fire. You try. Father, let a fearful anointing rest upon us now. I pray in the name of your son Jesus. Such that rebuke kings and overthrow nations. Such anointing that rebuke kings and overthrow nations. Such that if anybody tries to think it, what they will face, it will be noised in their camp. Don't go near this ones. In the name of Jesus, raise your hands. I carry the fire of the Holy Ghost. I carry a fearful anointing on my life. I fear no evil. The Lord is with me to the end of the age. In Jesus' name. Now, this is a two-edged sword in our hands. But there has to now be high praise on our lips. Hallelujah, 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 glory to Jesus, Hosanna in the highest, we bless you Lord, awesome wonder, awesome God, we worship you, we worship you, we bless your holy name, glory, 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 glory to the Lord. Now listen carefully. All of you raise your hands. You hear me? Stop every argument. You know this is a teaching ministry. I'm going to take time this year and teach you about the mystery of the patterns of Titan. This year, please, from now on, Don't let the devil tempt you to touch your first fruits or your tithes. Please, I'm kneeling down. You know you can. You have free will. And nobody will know. Nobody checks. I am your pastor. You will see the benefit. Allow me to bless you. Without your tithes, the Lord supplies for his church. If you've not been giving, were we begging? Have you ever entered this church and we had a need we begged for? Or we tried to raise money for anything since you entered this church? This is not money. Listen, there's something I want to address now. But I need your faith in the right position. Please, I beg you. Don't ever let the devil allow you to touch your first fruits. Don't let the devil allow you. No argument. No argument should even try. Somebody said, Pastor, I don't even understand the tithing thing. So why? First, because your father and your spiritual father said you should do so. If you trust me, walk the journey with me. The Bible says, follow after the faith of those who through faith and patience obtain the promise. Like I promised you, there will be exhaustive teaching. So when you're doing it, it's not just that you're doing it by faith, you're also doing it by revelation and depth of understanding. There is something I want to address now. Lift your hands. You devourer. You seed eater. You vision destroyer. Legala kata kata kata, le sataya kata. You think you will mount an attack over businessmen, over people's work, their businesses, things they have spent years to build, things they have invested their mind and their hearts. Ikala de kata. You think you can continue to steal from what they gather and bring in? Your time is up. Your time is up. Pray in the spirit and raise your hands. Let's address some things tonight. Today is worship and miracles. Lekere de soto. Lebraneka. Every spirit, we are addressing every spirit that devours, that eats the effort, that destroys the effort that people make, and it comes to nothing, that destroys the harvest of the field, that eats the seeds that are sown in the field. Let push. You spirit of poverty. You demons responsible to hinder the flow of favor, the flow of increase, the flow of abundance to God's people. In the name of Jesus, we adore you and we address you. In the name of Jesus, all of you that are in agreement with me, that from this minute, because you trust the grace of God on my life, you trust I am not fake, you trust I will never deceive you, and you trust that I will teach you rightly, feed you with knowledge and understanding. There is nothing we do in this church that we don't use exhaustive teaching, scriptures upon scriptures, to let you see it. If you believe that and you know from today, you will never, the Bible says, resist the devil. He will tempt you, or you have to resist him. You will never again eat your tithe. You will give it to God. In this house, you will offer it to God. You will never again dishonor God than eat your first. That your first fruits of all your increase will belong to the Lord. Of every first, in your income that you will never allow the devil make you touch it. Raise your hands and stretch it towards me. Let's get into agreement. Do it. Kalata. You devour us. You seed eaters that stop the progress of men, devour their effort and their seeds put in the ground. You think you mounted an attack to uproot businesses from their locations, to make people lose opportunities and doors they thought were already secure? Some people that have done certain things for years are now wondering in their mind, how do I start afresh? You think you mounted an attack? You didn't learn anything. Stretch your hands. Don't be tired. You didn't learn anything. You didn't know. If you had known, would you have mounted an attack to kill the God? Can you kill the Prince of Life himself? If you had known what will happen, will you have crucified Jesus? So I command you, in the name of Jesus, stay clear of the inheritance and the heritage of God. Every lost son, our houses, our businesses, our visions, our finances, our storehouses, our increase, stay clear. I bind you and I rebuke you. Get out! Kaya, lift your hands. Declare in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every devourer of visions, of wealth, of favor, of honor, of doors of favor, of liftings, of increase. Every devourer of hard work and harvest, I rebuke you. Not in my life, not on my case, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Now, whatever was lost, whether your job, whether losses in your business, whether losses in where you've done business for a while, whether losses in a place of promotion, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command manifold fullness of restoration back to you now! Now listen, from now on, there will be a stirring. You'll be receiving revelations. The Lord will move your heart to fellowship with wisdom. What you must do is to participate in the answer. Avail yourself. One person here, you're even tired of searching for a job. You've put your things here, you're expecting this here, you're expecting that here, and nothing has come. Listen. Hear the word of the Lord. Whatever your hand finds doing, that's the word of God to you. Deploy your hand to start doing. Stop waiting. You're trying to open a door, God closed. You're trying to push a miracle God is no longer involved in. And that's why you're struggling to get it. There is a place grace is at work. God is reordering your steps, but you're trying to hold on to what used to be. Whatever your hand finds doing, God is going to be giving you an opportunity. placing an idea, opening a door right now. Do not neglect it. Do not despise it. Even when it comes in manners that is too small, it looks too little. Do not despise small things. Do not. The Lord gave us that prophetic word. Do not despise little beginnings. It may look as if you're starting afresh and you're saying you're bigger than this. You have overgrown this. Relax. God is up to something. God is up to something. When Joseph was thrown to the prison after climbing to the head steward, it looks like a demotion. Relax. God is up to something. Humble yourself. God resists the proud. He resists the proud. Don't say, 80,000 after I've earned 400,000. No. 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 God has a plan for you. What you should never do, what this grace abhors, is idleness. This grace abhors laziness and idleness. Just sitting down waiting for something to happen. This night, deploy your hands. Whatever, somebody say, whatever my hands finds doing. The reason there was a demotion down to the prison was because God's plan was not head steward. God's plan was prime minister. The reason that location is changing is because that's not where you were supposed to end. God wants to expand your business operations. There is much more. Stop crying. Stop being afraid of loss. Nothing works against you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who is ready? Raise your hands. When I bless you, shout at the topmost of your voices. Angels that minister abundance, I deploy you now. Lift your hands. Say after me. Say, favors. Come to me in abundance now. Say, opportunities. Contracts. Referrals. Open doors. To marketplaces. To markets and institutions. Come to me in abundance now. Connections. Come to me in abundance now. Capital. Money. Money. Assets. Properties. Come to me in abundance now. From the east. From the west. From the north. From the south. Fill my house. Fill my storehouses. Overflow with abundance. Now. Lift your hands. This year of quantum lifts. The connections and the open doors to give us financial and economical lifting in the order of the blessing of quantum lifts. Take it, it's yours now. Take it, it's yours now. Hear me. As we meditate on God's word, and as we continue to be trained in God's word and meditate day and night, the wisdom to sustain and multiply every blessing of grace God brings to you, the character to sustain and multiply every increase God brings to you, be imparted to you now. lift your hands. I will always know what to do. I will always be in the right place. At the right place. At the right time. I will always speak the right words. I will always do the right things. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Because the wisdom of God dwells in me. Because I function by the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Any area that has been any form of delay for marital settlement, because Christ is our redemption and He has redeemed us from every cause, including the cause of sicknesses, including the cause of poverty, including the cause of sinful addictions, including the cause of delays, including the cause of marital delays, the cause of barrenness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree today, as you take the communion this evening, every delay turns to speed in the name of Jesus. By the hand of the Lord, I announce your season of marital settlement. I announce the season of marital fruitfulness. Every pregnant woman in our midst will carry the baby to term and deliver by the operations of grace. Deliver without complication. Mothers and children shall be saved. There shall be no abortion. There shall be no termination. There shall be no death. We decree it today in the name of Jesus. Wherever there was barrenness or infertility of any kind, as we take this communion, I decree that plague, that shame, that reproach is removed from you forever. Be fruitful. Multiply. Carry your miracle children. Be a joyful parent of children. Let your quivers be full of your arrows. Let your children surround your devils like holy plants. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you a minute. Please, if you want to roll on the floor, roll. But whatever you do, make sure it's of faith, not emotionalism. The Lord said, I should tell you, I've wiped away the shame. I've rolled away the reproach. Whatever made you a prayer point, out of pity, is rolled away. Whatever made you a prayer point out of pity is removed from you today. Whatever made your family a prayer point out of pity, whatever made your family a reference of those who are struggling, of those who are struggling, of shame, is rolled away today. In 1 minute, praise God for the honor on your life. Things have turned around. Things have turned around. Things have turned around. It has turned around. What man couldn't do? hard work couldn't do, what hustling couldn't do, what the correction of the flesh couldn't do. Labalakata. If all that stopped, you shouldn't stop. Go the extra mile. Jesus. Before we sit down, hear the word of the Lord. Clap your hands, oh ye people, and shout to God with a voice of triumph. Miraculous provisions. Everybody stand on your feet. Every head bow. Every eyes closed. For this reason the Son of Man came. That he may destroy the works of the devil. For this reason. Every head bow, every eyes closed. Please don't look at me. And this Jesus, the Word of God, God himself became flesh, dwelt among us for a reason, that he may pay the price for our sins. That he may become a curse hanging on that Calvary tree. For the Bible says, cursed be every man that hangs on the tree. That whoever we believe that this death was for him, your sins will be paid for. The blood is shed will cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.